The EPA says greenhouse gases are pollution. The Supreme Court has agreed, but Michigan sued the EPA saying you can't regulate that pollution from smokestack industries because it would hurt the economy. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham, and for Rebecca Williams. The Supreme Court has already ruled the EPA has the authority to regulate the carbon emissions that contribute to climate change. The agency found CO2 emissions from fossil fuels endanger public health and the environment. That was regarding a case involving cars and trucks. But whether the pollution comes from a tailpipe or a smokestack, it's the same pollution. So the EPA figured the Clean Air Act required it to regulate that pollution coming from smokestack industries, such as coal-burning power plants. They're the biggest emitters of CO2. Sean Donahue is an attorney for the Environmental Defense Fund and other environmental groups who's defended the EPA's proposed regulations in court.
So EPA views, and my clients and the environmental groups and the many states that are on EPA's side, agree with EPA's reading of the act, which speaks in terms of any air pollutant and any pollutant subject to regulation under the act as automatically applying.
The smokestack industries sued to stop the EPA. So did the state of Michigan, along with about a dozen other Republican-led states. That case is now going to the U.S. Supreme Court. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's office didn't make anyone available for an interview, but the office did send an email which states, quote, Attorney General Schuette opposes new burdensome EPA regulations due to the strain they would put on Michigan's fragile economy, end quote. David Ullman is a professor of law at the University of Michigan. He also worked at the U.S. Department of Justice as chief of the Environmental Crimes Section. He says it's true, there will be economic costs to limiting smokestack carbon emissions, but they're nothing compared to the economic costs of climate change causing coastal cities to flood, long droughts, and untold global disruption.
Global climate change, if it continues unabated, is going to make the economic crisis that we've seen over the last several years look like child's play. Economic costs far beyond the cost of transitioning to a green economy, which is where EPA and the Obama administration is trying to drive our economy today.
Another argument made by opponents of reducing carbon emission is that countries such as China and India will continue to pollute, making the U.S. attempt pointless. Ullman says the U.S. is the richest nation in the world, and it has an obligation to lead on this issue.
So the notion that we can't do it unless the rest of the world is doing it at the same time, I think is misguided. I think fails to see the value in American leadership. Second, because we've contributed more per capita than any other nation to the problem of climate change. And third, because the harmful effects of the climate change that we've helped bring to the planet is going to be felt in other countries long before ours, so we have a moral obligation to address it.
While the U.S. Supreme Court considers the challenges to EPA's authority under one part of the Clean Air Act, the Obama administration is simultaneously taking another tack using another part of the Clean Air Act's rulemaking process. Environmental Defense Fund attorney Sean Donahue says even if the Supreme Court blocks the EPA in its current approach to regulate carbon emissions, there are other ways.
Whatever the court says in the case that's going to be heard early next year, it's unlikely to have any kind of direct bearing on those ongoing rulemakings.
That leaves Michigan smokestack industries likely facing some kind of regulation. And Michigan relies on the carbon-intensive fuel coal more than most other states. Nationwide, on average, coal provides 40% of electric power. In Michigan, it's more than 60%. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.